Blog Talk Radio.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella, for another edition. Counting you down to that 2016 NFL Draft, just 70 days away, 7-0, folks, and 5 days away or 6 days away from the NFL Scouting Combine. We'll be on location on the ground with all kinds of coverage, so make sure you check out NFLDraftBible.com for that one. Of course, you can take advantage of our free 30-day trial, too. My promo code for that is RIC2015. And a shout-out to our good friends at MyFantasyLeague.com, your fantasy football web hosting solutions. They have all the customizable features and options that you want to run, whether it's a dynasty league or a one-season league. So check out our good friends over at MyFantasyLeague.com. Now, today's guest, we have another under-the-radar prospect that we want to put on your radar because he's definitely on the radar of NFL scouts, and we're going to get to know him a little bit better today. Actually, in my neck of the woods up Metro North over in the Bronx, and let's welcome him into the show right now. He is Fordham offensive lineman Garrick Mayweather. He joins us right now on the hotline. How you doing today, Garrick?
Pretty good. How about yourself? I actually just got out of class.
Just got out of class. There you go, over there by the Botanical Gardens, I know. You know, we'll definitely be up at your pro day. We always look forward to seeing Joe DeBarry and the Fordham staff up there. They always do a great job. And let's start off with Fordham because you know, you're from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So, I mean, tell me first off, how did you land in the Bronx coming from Baton Rouge?
Well, okay, so our former head coach, Coach Moorhead, you know, he recently took a job at Penn State. But before he was at Fordham, he was offensive coordinator at UConn. So I was getting recruited by UConn, and he was actually the recruiter that I was talking to the most. And then I get a call probably late December, early January, from him saying, hey, you know, if you have any official visits left, I'd like for you to come check out the school, my alma mater, the school that I'm, you know, the head coach at now, Fordham University. And I was like, okay, yeah, Fordham University, where's that, you know? it was one of those things that I had never even heard of Fordham, but found out it was in New York, and I was like, hey, yeah, definitely, I'll take an official visit there. Didn't really know what my expectations were coming into the official, but, you know, I had just gotten off one with Howard, which, liked quite a bit. But I just got a feeling when I came on campus. Loved the people, loved the coaching staff, and, you know, you can't really argue with New York City, so... that's kind of
a lot of good food up there on Arthur Avenue in the Bronx. I know all about it. We got Garrick Mayweather, Fordham offensive lineman, joining us here, Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, Rick Saratella, getting to know Garrick and bringing you his story. So it worked out pretty well, Garrick, because, you know, you actually saw action your freshman year. I think you played a few games, and then you went on to start the past three seasons. And
yes,
this Fordham offense here, I mean, this is not your regular offense. I mean, you guys set some numerous records over the past two seasons, a high-scoring offense, actually a handful of players on that roster, not just this year, but the upcoming years. Fordham is on the rise, and there's quite a few players on the NFL radar. Explain to us, you know, for the listeners that maybe don't have their finger on the pulse for Fordham football, let's get your perspective on the type of offense that you run, the style of play, and some of the responsibilities that you had involved with the Fordham offense.
Okay, yeah, well, we run a spread offense with no huddle, very fast-paced, to say the least. I think over my four-year tenure here, we've probably been averaging right around 80 plays a game, which is a tremendous amount, which is also, one of the reasons that we, you know, rack up as many yards as we do, both because we do get more plays and because we kind of tire out defenses. That's that's kind of our MO, to kind of outlast the defenses and kind of do what we do for longer than they could do what they can do what they do. Run a lot of zone scheme, with a lot of options off of a lot of our plays. The thing in college offenses now is the read option. We do a lot of that. But my responsibility, especially this year, and the last two seasons, but mostly this year, hasn't only been, you know, technical parts of the offense. It hasn't just been my blocking responsibility or protecting the quarterback, opening up holes. It's really been kind of helping the team along this year. You know, nobody really gave us a chance this season, except for ourselves, of course, because of all the guys we were leaving. We had 18 new starters this season. So, like I said, nobody really gave us a chance. We had a lot of freshmen, a lot of guys who didn't have very much playing time. And the goal this season and the offseason leading into this past season was for us to kind of grow up collectively as a team and gel as a unit, both offensively and defensively. And, you know, it started off with that first win against Army. You know, nobody gave us a chance, but except ourselves. And I think that speaks to the fact, not only my leadership, but the leadership of the guys, of all of our seniors, and the willingness of the newer guys to kind of step in and buy into our culture. So I think more than just the technical aspect, more than just the schematics and the inner workings of our offense, I think the culture is what has had us successful the past few years.
Yep. And you guys, you know, finished off 9-3, made a championship run, you know, against that game in Chattanooga. But you mentioned the first game against Army, you guys won 37-35, set a statement early on at the beginning of the season, and 80 plays a game. I mean, that's incredible. I don't even know if the Oregon Ducks are even running that many plays. And you look at the scores, I mean, some of the wins you guys rattled off, September into October, I mean, that stretch was incredible. You guys didn't lose for about 2 months, and 44 points, 54, 35, 48, 47, 59. So talk about a high-powered offense. And I would imagine, you know, you talk about some of the adaptation at the next level in the NFL, a lot of these teams kind of incorporating some of this up-tempo, spread, read option type of offenses at the next level. And I would think that bodes well for you, not only for that reason, but also I would think that you're in better condition than a lot of the other offensive linemen, eligible for the NFL draft. When you play that amount of plays, I would imagine you have to be in better condition. And, you know, you mentioned the wearing down of the defenses, and when you watch you guys play, some of those 3-4 yard gains in the first quarter all of a sudden start becoming big bursts in the fourth quarter as you guys start wearing these defenses down. Am I accurate with that?
Yes, sir. Actually, I would say probably the freshest example of that in my memory would be during the Lafayette game this year. Talk about wearing down defenses. Towards the end of the second quarter, we ran, I think, inside zone to the left probably six or seven times in a row on one drive, back to back to back to back. And it was an automatic call during that drive. So I think the first one we gained 4 yards, lined up right back. Within about 10 seconds, the ball was snapped again. We gained another 8 or 9 yards. Then we broke a big one for about 20. Then we broke another one for about 20. And then we were into the goal line, and two plays later we were in all six times in the same play. So, you know, and especially with the substitution rules, you know, if we don't bring anybody new in, the defense doesn't have time to bring anybody in. So that kind of epitomizes what we tried to do on that drive. And you know, I don't think I've ever been a part of anything like that. Certainly not a drive like that before. You could consciously feel, you can kind of feel them wearing down, and mm-hmm. plays got easier and easier as the drive went on. So.
Yep. And as they're getting physically pounded, they're getting mentally defeated. And,
exactly.
Yeah, that'll be a game, I guess, for NFL scouts. If they're listening right now, check out that Lafayette game. And, boy, I mean, you know, your running back, Chase Edmonds, you know, too bad you're not at the NFL level yet, because the way you block for your running back, I mean, he should be buying you gold watches or something. that Lafayette game, I mean, he had 234 yards. I know Lehigh, he ran for 347. In fact, he had, I think, 7 games just this season alone where he went over 125 yards. But over the last 2 years, I mean, you guys are just have been really prolific running the ball. Just himself alone, your running back, Chase Edmonds, has 3,500 yards rushing over the past 2 seasons, and he scored 43 rushing touchdowns. So you talk about up-tempo and nonstop at your throat. You know, I think a guy like Chip Kelly and some of these other coaches are definitely going to find some appeal to your skill set, Garrick. Now, let's talk a little bit more about your game and, you know, some of the things that you're doing now. Obviously, you're doing combine-style type of training. But
yes, sir.
Coming into your senior season, we'll get to that in a second, what kind of you know, what kind of aspects of your game, what areas were you working on trying to get better and kind of polish coming into your senior season?
Okay, well, you're going to work on regardless. You're going to work on your foot speed. You're going to work on your strength. You're going to work on, you know, hand placement and things of that nature as an offensive lineman. But our coaches kind of do a pretty good job of, like, scouting guys at the end of the season and, you know, encouraging us to self-scout ourselves at the end of the season and let us know what we need to work on and such. So after my junior year, I think the biggest opportunity for me to improve and, you know, ever improving. So I'm always looking to improve, especially in this aspect that I know may be a little bit that I may have a little more room to improve in. That sometimes I tended to get out of control, especially my junior season, within a play. So you know, I used to go for the knockout blow quite a bit. I mean, I like knocking guys down. That's a big part of my game, getting the knockdowns, getting the, you know, pancakes, you know, you know, just being really aggressive and being. But you know, I think I made great strides in playing within myself, because you know, with those, what comes with the knockdown block and comes with, you know, being over aggressive, you know, every once in a while you'll get pulled through or you'll get you'll get on the edge and get shucked off of a block. So I think playing within myself was something I really, really worked on this off season, and I still am working on it, playing with more control.
And you know, you mentioned the physicality and mixing it up and hitting people. I believe you were out at the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl out in California. And,
yes, sir.
You had an opportunity to kind of, you know, take your game and compare it to some of the other top prospects coming out for this year's draft. Not only, you know, at the FCS, but the FBS level, you had some pretty, you know, major conference players at that game. You know, how do you think you fared in those one-on-one drills? I mean, I know the scouts love those trench warfare drills.
Yeah.
You know, tell us, how did you fare, and you know, how did you stack up, in your opinion? I mean, how was the competition out there?
It was really good competition, and I'm not gonna lie, as expected, it took me about a day to adjust to the speed of the game, to adjust to the, you know, to the strength and physicality of some of the other players, just because, you know, let's face it, it was better talent than I'd ever played against during the season, you know, during my seasons at Fordham. There was an adjustment period, but after the first day of practice, I kind of took off. I felt very comfortable and really proved to myself more than anyone else that I can play with these guys, and that I could play just as well on a higher level as I did at Fordham on a FC, at the FCS level. Had a few knockdowns in the game. I don't know if you got to watch it.
Yes, sir.
Had a key block for our first touchdown in the first half. I did well. So obviously, like I said, always room to improve, and you know, it's just a week of practice before the game. But I'm not gonna say satisfied. Not gonna say completely satisfied, but I did, I think, take care of my business at the game that week.
No, it's a solid, humble assessment, and I think accurate. And it's funny because, you know, there was a player last year from a small school college, Ali Marpet out of Hobart.
Yes, sir.
And he had the same exact experience, whereas, you know, the first day, same exact thing, you know, adjusting to the speed, and, you know, people were starting to question whether he belongs. And then, boom, the next day, he knew what to expect, and then he went on to have one of the strongest weeks of practice of any player, and, you know, the rest is history. He went on to get drafted in the third round. So,
yep.
You know, there is that, you know, little adjustment, but, you know, like you said, it's really not that big of a deal. The next day, you know what to expect, and you adapt. And I think, you know, the coaches will pick that up and sense that, and definitely find that appealing. Now, talk about the combine training is a whole different experience. I've seen it firsthand. I know what it entails. You go from preparing for a game to, you know, trying to improve your technical aspects on certain kind of athletic drills. It's a different style of training. A lot of it is mental reps. Take us through your training regimen. Where you're training? I hear you're up at class, so I'm assuming you're probably training on campus if you're still attending school. But what kind of training are you doing? What are some of the areas that you're working on? Take us through your prototypical day.
It's definitely different. You're right about that. So I am working out on campus at Fordham with our strength coach, Coach Timothy Ream. And honestly, I think it was the best option for me. He's not only very accessible on campus, but he's very knowledgeable. He was a track guy. And although he's the head football, you know, he's our head football trainer. He's the head trainer at Fordham, period, but he's very insightful and knows what he's doing with this. So I'm lifting 4 days a week, and then three times a week with him I'm working on combine specific training. So we're doing starts starts for everything, and I tell him all the time it feels so repetitive. Not that, like, you know, regular football drills and football training isn't somewhat repetitive, but it feels like, you know, you do 10 starts and you're like, oh, you know, I kind of want to get into this, but you know that the starts are, you know, the start is what we're working on today. The start is what really is, mm-hmm. is what really matters, and the repetition of the starts is what's going to bring you, you know, going to bring you success in this area. It's getting you better at the start, because the start is so important. But like I said, it's different, and you got to kind of scale back a little bit and mentally almost, just because you want to go, you just want to get it done, you want to do it, but you know, there is baby steps. There are steps you have to take to it, and I think Coach Reem is really helping me to understand that and helping me to understand the mechanics of what's going on, and he taking time out of his very busy schedule to help me. And you know, he's not, you know, excuse my language, but he's not half-assing it. He's really, you know, he's working as hard as I am to help me through the process. So
oh yeah,
I really do
appreciate
that.
A lot of pride at that Fordham football program, and you know, it goes back to the roots of Vince Lombardi. A lot of people, you know, don't know that, but there's a big display of Vince Lombardi, who played at Fordham, and there's a lot of pride in that football program. So you know, it's a mental, tedious process, and I have players tell me all the time, you know, after they run that second 40-yard dash at their pro day, it's like the greatest feeling in the world, because you'll never have to run another 40 ever again.
Yep.
You know, so it's a process, and, you know, we got 70 days until the draft. I'm sure your guys' pro day, I think, is at the end of March usually, but another month or so you guys will have your pro day, and, of course, you know, the combine will be going on next week. So are you a guy now that'll sit home and watch the competition, or do you don't pay attention to that? What's your take on the combine coming up?
Well, it's always good to kind of know where you are as far as, you know, compared to everyone else. The last couple of years I've been, you know, looking at combine, watching the combine very closely, looking at, you know, times and, you know, bench numbers, but more than anything, I've been, you know, looking at the on the field drills. I think that's an area where I will excel. Not saying I won't, you know, do well in any other ones, but I think it's important that teams get a chance to, you know, look at my footwork and look at, you know, what I can do on the field. So, you know, I definitely tailor my workouts to the combine or to, you know, pro day drills and things of that nature. So yeah, I'll be there watching. I'll be watching.
Yeah, no, that's a good point though, because you know, it's true. You get an opportunity to see the type of drills that, you know, the scouts are going to put you through at your pro day. It's very similar. And honestly, you know, I've heard, hey, they put me through some drills out there I'd never seen before. I've seen it. And so, you know, watching the combine, it makes sense from that perspective that, hey, yeah, you can get familiar with the kind of drills that they might put you with. And then you do know what to expect and what to prepare for, and you can go out and practice it and get a little bit better at it. We're talking to Garrick Mayweather here, Fordham University, winding down here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show with your host, Rick Saratella. And, you know, I guess a couple more for you, Garrick, and we'll let you go. You know, we've really dug into your playing career. I'm curious to know, how about something that we might not know about you? And it could be on the playing field, off the playing field, but something that, you know, maybe hasn't been reported or an interesting tidbit about you that we might not know about.
All right, interesting tidbit about me, and this is kind of my go-to, so you may have heard already, but in high school, I played 4 years of varsity tennis. And I was actually my junior year, I was playing doubles, and me and my partner, Miller Hain, we won the regional title in tennis. So I am an avid tennis player. You know, whether it be just playing doubles with my parents and my younger sister when I get home, or whether it be playing with, you know, some of the people on campus during the summer that are around. I do like to get after on the tennis court as well.
How do you like that? So, no, I did not know that. And that's, That's an interesting tidbit for sure. I mean, you know, big man with the fancy footwork. We'll just call you the dancing bear now. So I dig it. I also see your father played at Louisiana at Lafayette. So, you know, it's in your genes as well. Some good bloodlines. Your father played some college ball, I see here. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. Last question for you, Garrick, and we'll get you out of here. I appreciate you spending some time with us. We always end it on this one for any NFL team out there listening, whether it be a general manager, a scout, a coach, an executive. I want you to tell us why that team should draft Garrick Mayweather.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to try to stay away from the cliche, you know, the work hard and the, you know, I'm a credit to your team and all that stuff because, you know, when it comes down to it at this level, I think that those are kind of prerequisites. You know, everybody's going to work hard. Everybody's going to, you know, try to do what they can to better the team. I think what I bring to the table, aside from my versatility, because, you know, I play all three interior guard, all three interior lineman positions, center and both guards. And I also can short snap for field goals and things like that. But I think what I bring, what I can guarantee I'll bring every day is respect for the game. And I think a healthy respect for the game is kind of what, you know, kind of gets lost in the sauce a little bit. It's I give the game and the people who play the game, you know, the respect that they deserve because it's a tough game. It's a beautiful game, and it's a game that I've grown up with a love for, and I think that it deserves proper respect, and that encompasses your work ethic. That encompasses, you know, your off the field. Your off the field attitude and off the field and the things you do off the field. If you give the proper respect to the game, I think it'll, you know, nothing but good comes from it. So I think that's kind of what I bring to the game and I bring to the team.
And I'm sensing some of that Fordham football pride bleeding through your veins, Garrick.
Oh,
so,
definitely.
We appreciate that response. And, again, we appreciate your time here today and sharing your story. So we'll be keeping tabs on your draft journey. Please do keep us posted. Do we have a pro day date set yet? Do you know?
Yeah, actually the pro day this year is going to be March 10th.
March 10th. Okay. So,
yeah,
early
so it's
March.
Coming up. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I will definitely be there personally, so I look forward to meeting you in person. And in the meantime, you know, yeah, we'll keep us posted if anything pops up between now and then. If not, we'll link up on Pro Day. And thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
All right. There you have it. Garrick Mayweather. Joining us here, bringing you the names you need to know first, and you talk about passion and pride, and reminds me a little bit of Orlando Pace talking about the history of the game and very similar characteristics and traits. And I'm looking forward now to the long snapping at his pro day. I think that'll be something NFL scouts will find to be a valuable asset, the versatility, being able to play different positions, but then also being able to long snap, that's always an added bonus. So there you have it, Garrick Mayweather's draft journey, and we will be posting this interview up on the website. If you just tuned in, caught the latter part of the interview, you can catch the archives on the Blog Talk Radio. We'll get a scouting report up on Garrick before the draft. And like I said, we'll be at that Fordham Pro Day, so we'll catch up with him there and hopefully have some video footage of his Pro Day workout, try to link up with him there and bring you the updates that you need to know, because that's what we do here at the NFL Draft 5. We're bringing you the names you need to know first since 2002. Don't forget, check out NUCgold.com. Sign up for your 30-day free trial. Use my promo code RIC2015. And in about 1 minute, We're going to hop off, do the boogie woogie, jump back on. You can catch us over at the All Access Football Channel where Joe Everett will be joining me. We're going to be doing our combine preview show with the wide receivers and tight end position, and we'll be talking studs, duds, and snubs. And when we get to offensive line, Garrick Mayweather will definitely be one of our snubs. So tune in for our offensive line preview. We'll talk more about him on that episode. In the meantime, we'll catch everybody in about 1 minute or so. Thanks for listening.